Presidential candidates keep hopping on the bandwagon, but it seems Michigan voters are looking and mostly not liking what they see. Detroit News Lansing reporter Chad Livengood is here now to tell us about a recent survey that the News and WDIV-TV did with Michigan voters. What's the message to presidential hopefuls from these results, Chad?
Well, the message is that some of the bigger name, well-known established brands like Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush have an unfavorable problem among some voters. People know them. Jeb Bush, 94% name ID. Hillary Clinton, 99% name ID. I mean, that's to be expected, being a former Secretary of State, First Lady, and U.S. Senator. And Jeb Bush being the son and brother of two former presidents and a former governor. But their favorables are underwater, essentially, the rating of what people view them as. And they are viewed as the two top contenders in this sort of dynasty versus dynasty matchup. But at the same time, there are other Republican candidates that are running for president. There's a dozen of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
This poll tested just four Republicans in the sort of top tier: Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. And our pollster also threw in Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the socialist who's running on the Democratic side, running to the left of Hillary Clinton,
right,
in that primary. But for purposes of looking at how these folks do, all of them had unfavorables that were above their favorable rating. And so that's not a good way to start, especially as there's going to be untold tens of hundreds of millions of dollars in negative TV ads spent against each one of these candidates. And as Larry Sabato from the University of Virginia put it, imagine what happens when how people are going to feel about them after they hear about all the dirty things about them. So it's just one sign that maybe the public is increasingly disengaged or turned off by who they see vying to be the next leader of the free world.
Yeah, boy, as you say, we haven't even gotten into campaign hunting season yet when those attack ads are going to start flying.
Sure, we don't even have a fully set, solidified Republican primary field. There are still people like New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Ohio Governor John Kasich who have not pulled the trigger, so to speak, on whether they're going to run or not.
If the presidential election happened today, what do the numbers tell us, Chad? Who would win Michigan?
Well, in this matchup, in head-to-head matchups of Hillary Clinton versus these four top Republican contenders, Hillary Clinton would prevail in every scenario, although her matchup against Marco Rubio and against Rand Paul, both of them would lose within 4 points. So the margin of error of the poll is 4 percentage points. So they both poll the best against Hillary Clinton in a matchup in Michigan. And that's largely because they appeal to more independents than Scott Walker, a sort of traditional conservative Republican governor. And they certainly do better than Jeb Bush, who would lose Michigan today by 9 points to Hillary Clinton.
So it certainly seems, as much as Jeb Bush keeps trying to separate from his brother's legacy, he's still carrying that.
Yeah, it carries around everywhere. I mean, that's why you probably saw, some people saw this week, that he came out with a new campaign logo, and it's simply Jeb, the word, his first name, and an exclamation mark.
Which, by the way, he used when he ran for governor of Florida, too. Jeb, exclamation point.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that, but he's clearly trying to brand himself not as Jeb Bush, and give you a new idea of that he's a different candidate. And they make no doubt about it, he is much different than his brother. I mean, they have different records as governors of Texas and Florida. And so how many people will distinguish that? And as Larry Sabato from University of Virginia said, the problem for Jeb is, his brother's unpopular of everybody but Republicans. But Bill Clinton is pretty popular now, 12 plus years out of office, or more than that, has been 15. He has a different type of popularity that transcends Republican, Democrat, and independents.
Detroit News Lansing reporter Chad Livengood reporting on the newest poll for Detroit News and WDIV-TV showing presidential hopefuls in Michigan more disliked than they are liked. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Chad.
Thanks for having me.